Fortunately, we're able now to move beyond second-line therapy. I think the checkpoint inhibitors are now going to move us into having a viable third-line option. The first data that we saw with checkpoint inhibition in gastric cancer was the KEYNOTE-12 study. This trial used an outdated dose and schedule of pembrolizumab, but ultimately in melanoma, we've seen that the standard straight 200 milligram dose is just as efficacious, and I think that we can translate this data to the currently FDA-approved doses. But what we saw in KEYNOTE is that there's clearly a benefit for a subgroup of patients. Half of the patients had stable or better disease, but more importantly, about a quarter of the patients had a major response, and everybody who had a major response, almost everybody, had a response duration that was greater than 6 months, extending into a year, year and a half. And progression-free and overall survival were quite nice in this study. When you look at a median overall survival, 11.4 months, you can argue, well, this is a very select group of patients. But on the other hand, this really beats what we would see certainly with best supportive care. So I think clearly a viable third-line option that's further supported now with the ONO-4538 study. This is a study from Japan, Korea, and Taiwan, looking at patients with multiply refractory gastric cancer and treating them with nivolumab versus best supportive care in the standard nivolumab dose. They showed a small but statistically significant improvement in overall survival, 4.14 months with placebo versus 5.32 months overall survival. Really a very small improvement in progression-free survival, but still statistically significant. You see that most of the patients don't respond to this agent, and then you see a subgroup where there's a nice separation of the curves. There's clearly a subgroup of patients with refractory disease that respond to checkpoint inhibitors and for a durable amount of time. So I think now in this 2017, we now have three good clear lines of therapy for this disease. And I think there's a chance with some ongoing studies that we could have even more lines of therapy for gastric cancer, really moving from only one line of therapy now to three effective lines of therapy is really a huge advance for this very refractory, aggressive cancer.